Intervju Radija Študent.
Film mi je rešil življenje. Intervju z režiserko in protagonistko dokumentarnega filma Sonita. Iranska režiserka Roksare Gaem Magami je za dokumentarni film Sonita na letošnjem filmskem festivalu Sundance prejela tako veliko nagrado žirije kot tudi nagrado občinstva za najboljši dokumentarec. Sundance velja za največji neodvisni filmski festival v Združenih državah. Vsako leto se odvija v zvezni državi Utah, kjer gostijo najboljše neodvisne filmske mojstrovine z celega sveta. Leto se je odvil med 21. in 31. januarjem. Režiserka Roksare Gaem Magami je svoj pretresljiv in navdihujoč film gradila 3 leta. Glavna protagonistka filma je najstnica Sonita, ki se pred vojno v Afganistanu zateče v Iran. Brez dokumentov in potnega lista je njeno življenje zelo omejeno, saj nima nobenih pravic. Od vsega si najbolj želi postati rap pevka, saj se zdi ta glasbena zvrst najbolj primerna za izražanje krivic, ki se njej in njenim prijateljicam dogajajo vsak dan. Mlade punce so namreč druga za drugo prisiljene v dogovorjene poroke, ki jih njihove družine organizirajo zaradi denarne stiske, pri čemer se okoristijo z nekaj tisoč evri. Enaka usoda grozi tudi Soniti, saj se dekletova mati pripelje iz Afganistana in jo želi odpeljati s seboj. S prodajo hčere bi si družina pridobila denar za sinovo poroko. Na tej točki režiserka aktivno poseže v tok dogajanja in si s pomočjo denarja prepriča Sonitino mater, da odloži sporoko. V pridobljenem času Soniti pomaga pridobiti potni list in ji uredi štipendijo za nadarjene glasbenike v Ameriki. Tam namreč prepoznajo dekličin talent, saj je Sonita strogim zakonom v Iranu navkljub uspela posneti nekaj svojih pesmi in jih objaviti na YouTubeu. S prodornimi besedili, ki opozarjajo na krivičnost prisilnih porok mladoletnih deklet, želi obrniti svet na bolje. Z režiserko Roksare Gaem Magami in Sonito smo se pogovarjali novembra na festivalu IDFA v Amsterdamu, kjer je film doživel svetovno premiero in je bil prav tako nagrajen z nagrado občinstva. Po prejetju nagrade na nedavnem festivalu Sundance pa je bil že skrajni čas, da ga tudi objavimo. Tako film kot Sonit in glasbeni nastop v živo sta ganjeno občinstvo v napolnjeni dvorani slavnega kina Tušinski pripravila do stoječih ovacij.
Congratulations for the movie. It was amazing. You are here for the third time
in the competition, but also I have been here as an audience and also as guest of ITFA Berta Fund. I think it's the fifth time in ITFA, but 3 times as a filmmaker. I mean, I have a movie in competition.
And so, how you studied in Iran? You live in Tehran?
Yeah, I'm living in Tehran. I have studied in Tehran Art University.
And how is it to be a female filmmaker in Iran?
It's very difficult to be a filmmaker in Iran, but being a female filmmaker is not more difficult. It's somehow slightly easier. Being a filmmaker is difficult in Iran, but your being a woman doesn't make it worse.
Okay. And while you were filming this film, did you have to go through some procedure? How is it with like censorship and this,
you have to go and get a permission from censorship departments in Islamic guidance ministry.
Probably it's easier if you are Iranian than if somebody
from. For Iranians it's easier than for foreigners it will be much more difficult.
Okay, and when like first of all, like how did you meet Sonita?
I have a cousin who works as a social worker, and one day she contacted me and she told me that there is a talented girl named Sonita, who needs help with her music videos, and she is trying to record songs, rap songs. And then I went and met her in the organization. I was touched by her being very, although her situation was obviously very bad, I mean financially and from her family, she was living without her mom, and but she was very strong and she was very tough, and she told me that you can help me learning making music videos, but you cannot do it yourself because you don't know what I want. So I was somehow touched, in the sense that I was a bit annoyed by her language, but at the same time I appreciate, I mean I admired her for being so strong. And then I started, I didn't have the idea of making a movie about her at the beginning, but then I came to the, after a while of working with her about how to make music videos, I became interested in her, because she had a lot of dreams, I was became interested in making something about her, a documentary about a girl who has a lot of dreams, but most probably she won't meet any of them. I didn't have any idea that she will meet them.
That's very nice.
I couldn't believe it.
What do you think it was so, was the crucial thing to her?
She was poor, she was an illegal immigrant who didn't have any kind of documentation. So even Afghanistan didn't recognize as a citizen and Iran didn't recognize as a citizen. She, when she got some problems, I mean, she was beaten by one of her relatives. When we went to the police, police said, I won't help her because she doesn't have any identification. So how can, even police in bad situation, like being beaten, being injured, didn't help her. So she couldn't, she didn't, for simplest things, because she didn't have any kind of identification, she couldn't apply for anything and she was denied from Iranian schools. So she has never met any real school before coming to America. And
it seems in the movie that in a way you saved her life, because you often, I mean, a little bit you helped with this
I think
money situation.
Somehow I saved her life, but she also gave a lot of beauty and kind of lots of, she changed my life. She didn't save my life, but she changed my life too, because of her. I got inspired by her. She taught me a lot of things. I learned a lot from her and her story. And she, you know, she filled my heart with love and joy and hope.
And first, when I was watching the film, I thought it is you who is a camera person. But
it was a big because it was in 3 years, happened in 3 years.
3 years.
So at the beginning I didn't have any money, so I did a camera myself. But then I had more money, I could hire camera people. But in the same time, some days I did it myself because I needed just more privacy in some situations. So it's a big mix of different things.
And so you were usually you and the sound person.
Sometimes it was only me. And because we needed to, I mean, at the beginning, especially because I didn't have any money, you know. When I started the project, I didn't have any money. You know that you need to do something and then show it to others, and then they become interested in paying you some funds and stuff. So, and in, after that, in some situations, I couldn't have a crew because she just called me and told something happened to her. So I couldn't. I didn't have time to just, I had to get a taxi and go there. So in some situations I couldn't have a crew, but then in some situations like I could. So it's a, I have something, I think 8 people in my camera list.
So when you, because in the film it looks like you really are catching the situations while they're happening.
Well, I was very close to Sonita.
This is, so you were actually never asking people to repeat stuff. It was, you were, or how was
it? It could happen that I ask for repeating something that happened yesterday, or just asking that what you said yesterday, just tell it again. It could happen. I don't deny that, but in most, especially in the most crucial situations, I just got it right away. For example, when the mom came to take her, it was just, I was there. I was staying in their home, so they couldn't do anything without me. I stick to them. I didn't leave them alone.
How did her mother react to the film?
She's a very cool, nice woman. Mm-hmm. Her mother, I hope the audience understand how her Sonita's mom is cool. Because she was in a very bad situation and she was acting inside the tradition, but if Sonita's soul is her mom's soul. She has, for her own situation, her mom has a very free soul. I mean, she's a very brave woman who feeds 8 grandchildren who are, for some reasons, she has to take care of them. And she works hard and she's old and she's sick. And she was cool with us. Almost, I can say, from 99% of situations, we didn't have any problem with her. Mm. And I think she liked that the story is being told. Mm. That's what I think. I don't know. Mm. But I personally really like her mom.
Because in the film, we get the feeling that her mother wants her to come back even when she's still in America. Is this... Did the opinion of her mother changed after a while? How was it? Like, because I got a feeling that she would still like Sonita to get married and stuff. Like,
I mean, you should understand a traditional woman who has never been to school and she has been married at the age of 9 herself. So her world is different from our world. But how I found her was that she's encouraging Sonita and even asking Sonita, it is 1 year, six months that you haven't done any new music. What are you doing? You know, she's waiting for her new song. So she has changed, and also she had the great spring to have, because everybody doesn't have that spirit for change. I think she's Sonita's mother. So she's not any other woman. She's Sonita's mother. She should have something from Sonita. Sonita should have something from her.
Okay, so one more question for you. The production, how did you get the founding? Who helped you? How was the whole procedure?
The first money that came to my project was from Itfa Berda Fund. And with that money, I could pay the mom. So somehow Itfa Berda Fund helped Sonita and her mom. And then after that, I got, I found German producers, and they applied for funds, and then I got also some money from Chicken and Egg. I mean, little by little, you know, that the projects are, when they are developing, you can show better footage, and, you know, that getting funded will be easier. So, now at the beginning, I was the only producer, but then I found German producers and stuff.
So, like, the whole project was taking 3 years?
And yes, and the fundraising was just done when I was filming. You know, I couldn't leave Sonita. I said, okay, stay there till I come with money. I had to work with whatever I had. Sometimes I couldn't afford a crew, then I could afford a better crew, and I just developed. Everything just got developed.
Okay, and from your previous films, I see that you are interested in artists. And usually the stories are based in Iran, right?
Yeah.
So maybe would you like to tell something about your focus? Like, because it looks like there is some kind of a direction you are going.
I mean, most of my documentaries have been about artists who are in a difficult situation, and difficult sometimes is biologic, like cyanosis, social or economical, or some bad situation that they really can, it's very difficult to be an artist, but they keep being an artist and try. That's one of my favorite subjects. I don't promise that I will make 10 more movies on this subject, but it seems that I'm interested in this, in creative people, because it somehow reflects my own situation of being an art filmmaker in Iran, which is very difficult to be a filmmaker in Iran. So somehow I find myself in all these women and men who are trying to overcome difficult situations, and their situation is way more, much more difficult than me. So I, I find my own situation easier than them. Even people are fighting that for also, then if they can fight, I also can fight to remain an artist, filmmaker in Iran.
Do you have some other work besides filmmaking? I mean, you don't need to work something else?
No, because I wish I knew how to do something else, but I don't know any other thing, how to do other things. So this is the only thing I somehow know, I mean, at least somehow I know how to do, so I wish I had another job. I'm just joking. I don't know.
Okay, and what about if you compare women position Iran and Afghanistan, what is the difference?
In Afghanistan, in law book, women have a slightly a better situation in the law book, but the law book is not applied. I mean, the situation of women in Afghanistan society is way worse than Iran, but in Iranian law, women doesn't have better situation, but in society, because of longer history of modernization and difference of stories of two countries, also the geographies of two countries, because Afghanistan is a mountainous country and Iran is mostly flat, so we got modernization more than Afghanistan. So we are more women in Iran. We have 65% of university students are female in Iran, but in Afghanistan still they have the question is if girls should go to school or not. This is not a question in Iran. Every girl should go to school. Although we have child laborers who don't go to school, but it's not a question. They can't afford, but nobody asks why. So okay, I can't afford. But in Afghanistan, still is a big question why children should go to school, and especially why girls should go to school. Yeah. So it's a huge difference. Yeah. Although it doesn't mean Iran is perfect. Iran still has a lot of problems with poverty and child laborers.
And the forced marriage for young women
the tradition of selling girls doesn't. I can say it exists in very rural places in Iran, but not in big, I mean, just rural places, but it's not a main problem. But because of Sharia that lets a girl to get married at the age of 9, still we have underage marriages in Iran. But yeah, it's way, Afghanistan things are more heavy. In Afghanistan, things are more heavy.
In Afghanistan,
yes. Yeah. Because Iran has a high percentage of education for women, and things are different.
So they can also resist easier, maybe.
Yeah. After Islamic Revolution, I'm not telling that Islamic Revolution was good in all aspects, but it was a very good aspect that didn't, because schools and universities and offices and everywhere you have to have hijab. So traditional families that didn't let their daughters and wives and sisters to go to high schools and universities, after the revolution they didn't have good reasons to stop them. So, and also it was encouraged by government, education of women was encouraged. So suddenly we have a lot of educated women. Many of them cannot really find a job related to their education, but an educated woman is different from an uneducated one. So at least they are more powerful and intellectually, and it changed a lot. I mean, the society is changing in Iran a lot.
Yeah, and what is with this public performance, like a female singers in a film? It says it's not allowed to be...
It's not allowed. Solo singing for females is not allowed in Iran.
At all. So Sunita could never come back and perform?
She cannot come perform in Iran, but she can perform in Afghanistan. That is the difference. Because in Afghanistan, in the law, women have more freedom than Iran. I mean, it's not illegal to sing, or it's not illegal not to have hijab, but socially it's a bigger stigma than Iran.
But then it's
harder. It's a difference. the differences are funny.
Complicated.
So, yeah, but not so funny. Yeah, somehow when you think about it.
In the social center where Sunita was, there were a few other girls. Do you know what is with them now? Like, are they, how did they, they were also without documents in Iran, in the social center.
Okay.
What for example, happens to these kind of girls? How do they, how does the, their life look like?
The girls who doesn't have documents?
Yeah.
I mean, Sunita should say that, but I mean, to my observations, those girls, because they cannot attend a real school, they cannot have a real education in that center, they only get some unofficial education. So they really cannot have any hope in any finding any. So, and their families are pressurizing them to get married, and their families don't want them even to go to center. You know, it's a challenge every day to continue going to center, because in the center they get some unofficial education about life skills, which is very precious for them, and a lot of things. But the families are always worried about going there, and they more or, I mean, sooner or later or sooner they have to get married.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Z nami je spregovorila tudi glavna protagonistka filma Sunita Alizadeh.
So in the movie we can see you are very persistent. This is your character. How did you become so persistent character? You fight for, you know what you want, and then you always get it.
So my situation made me to be a person like that, because no one cared about me or other girls, and I decided to fight or try to bring a change, and to prove I have a voice and girls have dreams, and they need people, they should pay attention to them.
In the film we see that you immigrated from Afghanistan to Iran. How did that happen?
Do you want me to tell you about my childhood or why we moved to Iran?
Yes.
So when Taliban came to Afghanistan, we didn't have another way except leave Afghanistan. The war has been taking everything from us. So we moved to Iran because of the Taliban and because of wars in Afghanistan.
But you came alone, right? Your family stayed in Afghanistan?
I was with my family.
Yeah. But then they went back.
They went back, and I, after we back and forth, and then I went, my wish when I was in Iran, my wish was to go to a school, but I couldn't go because I was a legal immigrant. So after a few months I could go to a mosque to get education. I started my first and second grade in a mosque, and other my grades I started at a NGO. So I didn't want to go back to Afghanistan because I would lose my education.
NGO? What is that?
It's...
you mean the social...
It's not a real school. But they help to
the social center, yeah?
Teach child laborers to how to write, how to read.
The one we see in the film.
Yes.
And so in the film we see you are writing songs that speak about women's rights, and we see that you succeeded mm-hmm. to become a rapper. How? So you like from where do you get inspiration?
So my sister was an image that made me to be to fight for my rights, because all the time they had bruises on their faces and I didn't want to be like them.
Your sister as well?
Yes, because they were forced into marriage and I didn't want that fate for myself. I was looking for a solution to prove I have a voice and I want to change my own future. So I tried rap and I found the rap, it could be the best ways to share my story with other people.
With music?
Yes, through this rap, with music.
Intervju je pripravila Simona Jerala.
Intervju Radija Študent.